Connecticut lies in the upper reaches of what entomologists call Brood 2, a massive underground city of cicadas stretching south along the east coast down to parts of North Carolina. So I met up with John Cooley. He's a biologist at the University of Connecticut. We grabbed a net, jumped in his car, and as he put it, set out to go find some bugs. He took me to a small residential street in Southington.
And they're all over the mailboxes and trees and lawns here, and there are lots of skins. It's a good cicada emergence here.
The cicadas are focused on one thing, sex. That chorus you hear in the background? Those are all males calling out to any female who will notice them.
If you were to look at a sonogram of this, you'd see it's actually a chord. And the males, the individual male calls are... And the chord part is that lower bit of sound energy. So they're making this call with a downslur, and the females respond to that downslur. They're listening for that.
And how exactly does a female respond? She lightly flicks her wings, telling the guy she's ready to mate. Cooley simulates this sound using something he pulls out of his pocket.
And what is this? This is an old light switch from the junk box, and I'm going to use this to imitate female signals. So a typical interaction, and I'll imitate a female wing flick with this, is
Cooley grabs a male, pops it on his shirt, and starts duetting with himself, inciting the male to call. Soon the cicada pipes up and Cooley lets him take over. Cooley continues to flick the light switch, driving the male into a frenzy. The bug races up his arm, mounts the switch, and suddenly, its call changes. Well, this is awkward.
Well, what's happening now is he's trying to mate with my finger. Luckily, we cannot show this for a radio audience, but this is the real deal right here. And this light switch, I've been using that, is in my finger, and
this is happening.
Yes, this is happening.
We release the somewhat confused cicada to a nearby tree. But don't worry, males can mate more than once, so once he gets his bearings, he'll be ready to try again. As we walk back to the car, we navigate around a lot of dead cicadas.
And again, tons of little grease spots on the road, and they're not grease spots, it's mortality. You know, roads and sidewalks are a big source of mortality for these.
And while Cooley reflects on the unbearable weight of being a periodical cicada, his phone rings.
Ah. Hola, Marta.
It's one of his colleagues reporting an emergence at a silver maple tree in Meriden, just a few blocks away. We jump in Cooley's car, and a few minutes later, come upon a tree covered in cicadas and surrounded by a group of gawking residents. It's not a squeamish crowd. Many let the bugs crawl right up on them and grab some photos.
Try to make the picture.
And there's even some junior entomologists in the group.
So what do you got there?
Cicadas.
That's Virginia Slavin, a 5-year-old collecting bugs for show and tell with her twin brother, Will. She proudly holds up her nearly filled collection jar for me to investigate. Kathy Kudish is their mom, who presents a more PG version of the story.
We've been saying they're having a party up here above the ground. Underground, it was all work for 17 years. When they get up here, they get to have a big party.
Yeah, enjoy the sunshine and the nice weather, right?
Right, sunshine on their bodies for the first time.
And if you miss this party, you'll have to wait a while for the next one, in 2030, when Virginia and her brother are both 22 years old. For WNPR News, I'm Patrick Scahill.